97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
One of my biggest personal recommendations is you shut down the FBI headquarters building and open it up the next day as the Museum of the Deep State. And you send those 7,000 agents in the headquarters building downrange to chase down rapists, to chase down murderers, to chase down drug traffickers, and let the cops be cops on the streets across America.
That is Kash Patel, who is the nominee to be the director of the FBI, back late last year when asked his opinion on improving it. And now I'm sure those words are going to be repeated to him today and ask him exactly what he means and what he thinks that's going to accomplish, because his nomination hearing is a little later this morning. All right, we've got Chris Pihota with us right now. He's a retired executive assistant director of the FBI and obviously paying close attention to what's still happening up there. We appreciate your time, Chris. How are you?
I'm great, and thank you for letting me visit with you and your audience this morning.
Yeah, absolutely, and thank you for your service to our country as well. Tell us about your time in the FBI. What did you do, and when did that come to an end?
I spent 25 years with the FBI. I retired in January of 2020, and over the course of my career, I spent in a lot of different operational roles, but mostly in the national security arena after the 9/11 tragedy. And when I retired in 2020, I was one of the eight most senior FBI career officials, and I oversaw all FBI science and technology programs for national security and criminal investigative work.
Okay. Well, do you agree then with Patel that there needs to be some reform at the FBI?
The FBI does require some reset and recalibration. I think the environment at the FBI has drifted away from its core mission set, which is to combat national security threats and crime problems on behalf of the American people. I think the leadership became distracted over time by social trends and maybe some personal political agendas.
Yeah, you know, we've observed those, obviously, here from a distance, and a lot of people have questions about that. And, you know, I don't know how you fix that in a hurry, because you were there for a long time. I mean, you move up, people move up in ranks. They're the local special agent in charge. They go to D.C. But the impression was that there was the top management at the FBI had political motivations. Did you feel that way when you were there? Did you see that?
I started seeing instances where some of the very senior leadership, as I was moving up through the chain, some of the senior leadership started substituting their own personal feelings and their political persuasions for FBI mission principles. And they started allowing the organization to drift in certain directions that were ultimately unproductive for the organization, as we've seen over the past few years in particular. And I think the FBI has to return to its roots of being that world's premier law enforcement agency and being there as an apolitical arbiter of justice for the American people.
What do you think about Kash Patel? Do you think he's the guy to do it? And what are you looking for with his confirmation hearing? How do you anticipate that going? Because there have been some really tough questions to a number of these picks, including RFK Jr. yesterday.
Right. I think the confirmation process should be tough, because these are very important leadership positions for our country. As far as Mr. Patel goes, I think he has a great, well-rounded background. He spent time at Department of Justice, Department of Defense up on the Hill, worked for the National Security Council. So he has a good understanding of the threat environment, both current and emerging, that the FBI will face. I think that Mr. Patel has to focus on how he is going to lead the FBI and not allow himself to be dragged into the political theater that tends to develop during these confirmation hearings. I think he will be a change agent, and I think he has the confidence of the President of the United States, and those are pretty good bona fides.
Yeah, you've written a book about this called Wanted, the FBI I Once Knew, and I think it came out late last year, and people can kind of maybe read that and get an idea. It's available on Amazon or wherever you order your books. But Kash Patel's not just talking about being a change agent. I mean, that's one thing, but you heard him in that soundbite. He said he would shut down the Hoover building and send everybody back into the field. I mean, that I don't know if he would do that or not, but that is dramatic change.
You know what, Mark? I think you have to separate entertainment from actual operational action that he could take as the new FBI director to streamline some of the programs that exist in Washington, D.C. at the FBI headquarters building. I mean, some of that commentary he provided made for great podcast content, but now he has to focus on how he would actually operate the organization and make sure it's done in a most efficient, effective, and professional manner. So I think we have to separate entertainment from actual operational courses of action.
So I'm trying to get this in my mind. Did you work then for Comey before Chris Wray?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And what about the difference in those leadership styles? I mean, I play that bite with Comey all the time where he's being quizzed on what Hillary Clinton had on her files and what she didn't, and yet they ended up not recommending that she be prosecuted. I'm still baffled by that, and I think a lot of Americans were.
Yeah, I think where you had a departure, when Jim Comey came in and the organization was exhausted from its post 9/11 years, and Director Comey had a much more, I guess you can say, affable, a different personality than the former Director Mueller. And he let the organization drift in a way that it lost its edge a little bit. Everything became much more permissive and debatable and negotiable. And I don't think it went in a way that the FBI maintained its organizational steel and discipline. And it wasn't great for the organization. As far as when the Director Wray came in, he was more of a caretaker director. He didn't change much. He didn't do much to move the organization in any direction. But one thing I will say, I think Director Wray allowed certain personalities and certain people to gain undue influence over the organization's direction, and it led us down into some of the troubling areas we have today.
Yeah, Chris Byhoda, my guest, he's written a book called Wanted, The FBI I Once Knew. It's available now if you're on Amazon. I know that it says here the paperback is available. I love the Kindle version of these, so I may download that to my Kindle and take a read of it. Let me ask this, Chris. There's been a lot of focus on the final release of these JFK, RFK, MLK files. How do you feel about that as somebody who was pretty high up in the agency? Are you concerned that there's some state secrets that get out if these files are released?
I'm not concerned because there is a declassification review process that all of these documents will go through. The documents will not simply be released in a general fashion for public review. They'll be reviewed. They'll be screened for areas of continued high sensitivity or classification requirement. And you'll see information come out in waves. There's not going to be just one massive release of information. It'll come out in waves. And I think it's a good thing because it'll return or possibly help return some transparency and trust between the federal government and the American people.
So I
think it's a good decision. It just has to be done thoughtfully and make sure that it's done in line with proper declassification methods.
So you having worked with the FBI for as long as you did before retiring, I mean, how much of this information do you already know?
I wouldn't be at liberty to talk about it until it's declassified, ma'am.
Thank you. Yeah, that's a good question. It's a good question. My question there would be, this happened, JFK was killed before I was born. There's no way there's anybody still alive that had anything to do with that. What could possibly still be sensitive about it, in your opinion?
What you have is still some, maybe there were methods, you hear that term a lot.
Yeah.
And you also don't know if there were any other informational points that may have included any of our international adversaries or partners. There may be still things that haven't been resolved yet that would be problematic to explain to the American people because of the sensitivity sources methods of how we would do that.
Interesting.
So it's kind of a little more complicated than it sounds rather than just publishing all the papers.
Just doing a document dump, I guess. Chris Byhoda, listen, we appreciate your time this morning. The book is Wanted, The FBI I Once Knew. Thank you, sir.
Hey, thank you, and have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Appreciate that. That's interesting. He would not be allowed to disclose that to you, ma'am.
Well,
If it's still top secret, he wouldn't probably. I would imagine there are limits.
I understand why he can't tell us specifics, but I'm curious to know him being, it seems like, relatively high up with the FBI, how much information would have been disclosed to him. I don't think the release of this information is going to be some jaw-dropping event. I think so much of it will be redacted, and it's basically going to be a nothing burger.
Well, you know, I think back to the movie Independence Day. Did you ever see that, Kim?
Yeah.
And their excuse for not telling the American people that they had captured an alien was that they thought people would panic.
Right, fear.
And it would undermine their faith in government, their faith in religion, their faith in everything if they discovered that there were alien life forms that were flying back and forth to Earth and all this. That was their reason for doing it. Mm-hmm. I have to wonder if part of the reason for not disclosing some of this stuff earlier and sooner and all of it has nothing to do with methods and sources, but a lot more to do with the fact that inside of those documents somewhere shows that the government knew something.
Was an inside job.
Responsible somehow.
Yeah.
And they don't want to embarrass the federal government and undermine people's faith in government. That's really what I think it has more to do with than them unveiling any source or method.
I agree. I think it's something to do with them being worried about mistrust in the federal government, because at least during Biden's administration, that had to be at an all-time low.
Well, they need to go ahead and release it all and let the new Health and Human Services Secretary direct people to mental health crisis centers because he wants to know. Kennedy wants to know.
I can understand why.
And I think I understand that completely.
Get more at 971talk.com.